Okay. My name is Thurston McClovick.
My name is Jim Serine. I'm Thurston's grandfather.
And we are in Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, and the date currently is 11.
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day, yep. 11.
22.
11/22, and... this is 2018. And the time is currently 12:28 p.m. Okay. First question. Can you tell me about your childhood?
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of detail would you like?
Well, how'd you grow up and where?
I was born on a farm near Trumansburg, New York. I was born in December of 1944. My father was a full-time farmer. My mother raised four children. I went to school in Trumansburg Central School. I had what I considered at that time a very normal childhood. I have three sisters, no brothers. I had an aunt that was very, very good to us, financially speaking. I had some other aunts and uncles that were very dear to me.
Okay. What were you like as a child?
I'm not too sure. I remember fighting with my sisters a lot. They weren't knock-down, drag-out fights, but they were, you know, how siblings pick on one another, squabble and slap. I spent a lot of time with my father, especially in the summertime. My father not only was a farmer, but he had a truck and would haul livestock for other farmers, typically dairy farmers, who, interestingly enough, did not have a truck that was suitable for carrying dairy cows and calves, and pigs, for that matter.
Okay.
So I would spend a lot of time with him because he picked up this livestock and took it to sales called commission auctions. I can remember, I have many fond memories of spending time with my father, driving around in the truck, visiting other farms and farmers.
So is that like your favorite memory, driving around with your father?
You could put it down as one, yes.
Okay. What's your favorite memory of me? You and me.
Of you and me?
Yeah.
Oh, Thurston. I'm not sure that favorite memory has occurred yet. Wow. Why don't you remind me of some of the things we've done?
We've made monster cookies in the past.
We have made monster cookies in the past, and that's very enjoyable. A year ago, you made one of your first projects making a stool, right?
Yeah.
And you also made a votive candle holder for your mother for Christmas?
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, showing you different tools, explaining how they work, showing you how to work them. Those are good memories.
Okay. What advice would you give yourself what advice would you give yourself as a teen?
As a teen?
Yeah.
What would I go back and do better?
Yeah.
Oh my. I'm not sure that I would change very much. I never got in any trouble, so I can't say, I would stay out of trouble. Of course, I could have gotten better grades in school, but I did, okay.
Let's go. We have to call Grandma.
Just hit pause. I'm not sure I would change very much. I had a very enjoyable childhood. No calamities, you know, no parents or aunts and uncles died early in my life that, you know, I wished hadn't happened. So I had a very nice childhood. I'm very pleased.
What advice would you give to me?
That's much more difficult. Things have changed a lot since I was a child, and now from the time I was a child till now. Standard ones are, you know, enjoy life and make the best of a bad situation and this and that and the other thing. I guess my advice to you would be enjoy childhood, because it won't last very long, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Okay. What's like the dumbest thing you've ever done?
The dumbest thing I ever did was invest in a land speculation deal when I was still in California. I had shipped over in the Navy. I'd extended my enlistment. I'd gotten a huge bonus. And one of Aggie's sisters knew about this deal, and I don't blame her. She invested money in it, but we all lost our money. And if I had done something different with that money, I'd have a lot more today.
So what branch did you serve in the military?
I was in the United States Navy for 8 years and 8 days.
How did you choose that branch?
I chose going, first of all, you have to understand that when I was 18, there was a draft. The Vietnam War was in full swing.
Right.
And I was going to get drafted no matter what, because I had gone to college for 1 year and flunked out. So I was very eligible. And rather than wait to be drafted into the Army, I decided to enlist in the Navy, because I felt that there was a much less chance I would get shot at if I was in the Navy.
Okay. So what was the training that you had to do? What was it like?
The Navy training?
Yeah.
Went to boot camp the second day of January of 1964 for 8 or 10 weeks. I came home on leave for a week. I went back to Great Lakes, Illinois, where I'd been for boot camp, and did an A school, which is basic electricity and electronics, because of the rate that I had chosen. Then I went to C school, which is a specialized school in Vallejo. No, that was still in Great Lakes. And then I went to C. Then I went to the West Coast and flew overseas and got on a ship, and that ship transferred me to the USS Gridley, DLG-21, which was at that time on tour in the Tonkin Gulf in the Western Pacific.
All right, well, I think that's pretty much it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Thurston.
All right.